Welcome to the program, everyone. This is Connecting the Notes. I'm your host, Matthew Ray, and this show we will be looking at the artist Robert Wyatt, original drummer and singer for the band Soft Machine. Wyatt and Soft Machine parted ways in 1971, and in 1973, Wyatt suffered a tragic fall from a fourth-floor window, which left him paralyzed from the waist down. Since the accident, he has remained active in music, working with dozens of other artists and releasing music that, although is much different from his early work with Soft Machine, is equally adventurous and challenging. Thank you all for tuning in. I hope you enjoy the show.
Le Chakipet.
Robert Wyatt was born on January 28, 1945 in Bristol, England. His mother, a journalist for the BBC, and his father, a psychologist, were friends with poet Robert Graves. Graves was an early mentor for Wyatt, and Wyatt even spent some time living with him. As Wyatt told the International Tribune in 1997, he, quote, had Coltrane records and we listened together. Gates approved of my wanting to be a drummer. He made me feel all right about liking the things I liked. Wyatt picked up the drums and received lessons from jazz drummer George Niedorf. In 1963, he joined the David Allen Trio alongside bassist Hugh Hopper. The two later left David Allen and formed the band The Wildflowers with fellow musicians Kevin Ayers, Richard Sinclair, and Brian Hopper. As Wyatt told Jazzwise magazine in 2007, quote, I really got into that classic English beat group thing that was taking black American records from Sue and Motown and replacing the backing they had with a more skiffle-based thing. That's what the English beat group scene really was, black music played by skiffle groups. And I was absolutely part of that, and with the Wildflower live gigs, that's what it was. The group was active for about 3 years, but never released a record during that time. A collection of demos and unreleased singles surfaced in 1994, and here's a sampling.
Back. If there's something I lack, take your shoes off the rack and get in your wet mac. I can't stand the strain or the tension between your wet eyes and mine. It's like something obscene. I can see, so can you, that there's something to do. If it happens to me, then it happens to you. So put that in your pipe. Tonight, will there won't always be some more suckers like me. I can't stand the pain of the tension between your wet eyes and mine. It's like something obscene. I can see, so can you, that there's something to do. If it happens to me, then it happens to you. So put that in your pipe.
Wildflowers with the song Impotence, followed by the song Memories, both of those songs remaining unreleased until long after the group had dissolved. In 1966, Wyatt teamed up with Mike Ratledge, Kevin Ayers, and David Allen to form the group Soft Machine. as he told Mojo Magazine in 2005 about the group. "We were just trying to harness the various things that came into our heads and make something of it. It was important for me to be with musicians that might not normally play together, rather like putting garlic on cornflakes. The people I played with wouldn't try to play like somebody else. I liked the idea that what they played came out of themselves, and was not prompted by wanting to make, say, a jazz rock record. I remember thinking it was much better to be original and get it wrong than be derivative and get it right. It was an adventure to the point of recklessness."
You made my family say I don't deserve all the things I've had. Oh,
1968, Soft Machine was given the opportunity to tour with Jimi Hendrix in the United States. On tour, Wyatt became close with Hendrix drummer Mitch Mitchell, who gave the young Wyatt his drum kit at the conclusion of the tour to replace the ratty assemble he was using with Soft Machine. Talking with Jazzwise magazine in October of 2007, Wyatt touched on the unlikely pairing of Soft Machine and Hendrix touring together, saying, quote, "People thought Soft Machine, they're not very poppy. He's playing stadiums. He's got hit records. But I'm very grateful to Hendrix because he stuck up for us. And the band did. And Hendrix didn't like pop groups that much. He wanted people who were trying something different and didn't want people copying him. And of course we weren't. We were trying to do something else. He was very respectful about what we were trying to do and very polite about our ability to do it. A real gent." In 1971, Robert Wyatt left Soft Machine. He had mentioned in several interviews that he was kicked out of the band. He was obviously upset with the way it ended, telling journalist Richie Unterberger, when asked which phase of the group was his favorite, "That's difficult, because it's like talking about a marriage after a bad divorce. If it's a bad divorce, then it kind of spoils the whole thing in your memory. So in fact, I have no happy memories of that band at all now, because of the humiliation of being thrown out at the end of it. I never quite got my confidence back from that." With Soft Machine in his rearview mirror, Wyatt helped form a new band named Matching Mole, a pun on the French translation of Soft Machine. The largely instrumental group contained Wyatt on drums and vocals, David Sinclair on keys, Phil Miller on guitar, and Bill McCormick on bass. Robert Wyatt and Matching Mole released two records before Sinclair and Miller left the group to form Hatfield and the North. Wyatt and McCormick recruited ex-Curved Air keyboard player Francis Monkman, as well as saxophonist Gary Window to take their place, and planned on recording a third album with this newly formed group before Wyatt suffered a life-changing accident. On June 1st, 1973, Robert Wyatt, under the influence of alcohol, fell from a fourth-floor window during a party. The fall left him paralyzed from the waist down. Matching Mole's recording plans were scratched. Wyatt recuperated, and in November of that year, Pink Floyd performed two concerts at London's Rainbow Theatre to raise money for Wyatt. Looking back at the accident, he is able to turn it into a positive experience. He had just started dating his future and current wife, Alfie, and was at a crossroads. As he told Mojo Magazine in November of 2005, quote, "The truth is, I wasn't low after the accident. I may have had the bends coming up too fast, so I may have been a bit deranged, but I can't call it sadness. I just got together with Alfie. For the first time, I had people helping me do my own tunes. Being rejected by the burgeoning jazz rock community was far more humiliating. That was when I was miserable, before I broke my back, before I met Alfie, before I started a new year zero in 74. It's actually quite a celebratory moment for me." In July of 1974, Wyatt released his second record since the accident. Entitled Rock Bottom and produced by Pink Floyd's Nick Mason, the six-song record features Wyatt singing, playing keys, and providing percussion with a group of musicians including Fred Frith, Hugh Hopper, Mike Oldfield, and Richard Sinclair, among others. The personnel and sometimes dark songs in the album were perceived to be a response to the accident. Wyatt denies this is the case, however, having written a large portion of the album long before his accident occurred. As he told Mojo Magazine in 2005, "My overall view of life, not my circumstances, is that I am rather sad. I think life is wonderful, but my tendency is towards great sadness about things. I don't know why. While that may come out, it's not something I consciously put in. I operate like an animal. I just go for what feels right. People say humans have a fantastic ability for selective memory, that they erase pain because a certain amount can't be lived with. So it may be possible I was more distressed than I remember. But when you've fallen down a hole and are scrambling out, you're not really sad."
Different in the spring, I know. seasonal beast, like the starfish that drift in with the tide, with the tide. So until your blood runs to meet the next full moon, your madness fits in nicely with my own, with my own. Your lunacy fits neatly with my own, my very own.
I hope you're enjoying the show. This is Connecting Notes, and this hour we are focusing on musician Robert Wyatt. Wyatt was the early drummer for Soft Machine and also played in the groups Matching Mole and The Wild Flowers before a fall from a fourth floor window left him paralyzed from the waist down. Wyatt continued making music after the accident, exploring all kinds of different directions. Robert Wyatt has rarely made concert appearances since his accident, but he did perform a notable show in August of 1974. The concert paired Wyatt with a group of fellow musicians and friends, many of whom lent their talents to his Rock Bottom album earlier in the year. A recording of the evening was made available in 2005, and here is a song from the performance. It appeared on his Rock Bottom album, and it's called Little Red Riding Hood Hit the Road.
Thank you.
Robert Wyatt performing Little Red Riding Hood Hit the Road live in 1974. In the early 80s, Wyatt found success performing other writers' songs. He covered Neil Diamond's I'm a Believer, Elvis Costello's Shipbuilding, Lewis Allen's Strange Fruit, made popular by Billie Holiday, and Cheek's At Last I Am Free. During an interview with journalist Richie Unterberger, Wyatt shared his thoughts on performing these songs, saying, quote, "I was very influenced by painters and artists, more than musicians, when I was a teenager. I don't think it's necessary for a painter to invent the things that he paints, if you see what I mean. If you paint a tree, it's your painting of the tree. It's your choice of color, what you put in and leave in. If you really work it through, interpreting something, it's you. People are quite shocked when you remind them that Elvis Presley and Frank Sinatra never wrote a song that they recorded in their lives, as far as I know, because people associate those songs by Otis Blackwell and Big Mama Thornton with Presley. They don't say, well, he just did cover versions. They think of them as his songs, and quite rightly so, because they're no better than the originals, but they worked as Elvis Presley songs, so they're his songs, because of his voice."
new winter coat and shoes for the wife, and a bicycle on the boy's birthday. It's just a rumor that was spread around town by the women and children. Soon we'll be shipbuilding. Well, I ask you, the boy said that they're going to take me to task, but I'll be back by Christmas. It's just a rumor that was spread around town. Somebody said that someone got filled in for saying that people get killed in the result of the shipbuilding. With all the will in the world, diving for dear life, when we could be diving. Postcard. Within weeks they'll be reopening the shipyard and notifying the next of kin once again. It's all we're skilled in. We will be
Robert Wyatt performing the Elvis Costello song Shipbuilding in 1983. Costello actually wrote that song for Wyatt and recorded his own version a year after Wyatt released his. Before that, you heard another cover song that was Wyatt doing Cheek's At Last I Am Free. The song Shipbuilding was written by Costello about the Falklands War. These topical songs were a major focus of Wyatt's music after his accident. He became a card-carrying member of the Communist Party and was outspoken against Margaret Thatcher. He didn't want his politics to be the focal point of his art, however, but he couldn't deny it had an influence. Using a U.B. Blake song he covered as an example, he said during a 1983 interview with The Face that, quote, "I don't think of music as intrinsically political as some do, but I think it's quite pretentious to claim that you're not trying to say something when you sing. All noise is communication and reminds you of words. Personally, I see the political role of music in a totally different light. The song Memories of You, for example, may sound just like a nostalgia song, but it's political for me because U.B. Blake, who wrote it, and who was 100 in 1983, was writing before jazz and somehow represents a much-used but amazingly uncredited strand of American popular music. That he gets some royalties for that song is the only genuinely quantifiable political act I can make, the transfer of resources. Beyond that, I have no control over a song and how it affects anybody."
There is a kind of compromise you are master of. Your endless gentle nudging left us polarized. It's hard to talk to enemies. We are in common makes it even worse. You're proud of being middle class. but you don't dig your own coal.
Wyatt continues to record and release albums on his own terms. His art has not been directed by business, and he feels no pressure to stick to a certain schedule or meet expectations. As he told Lost and Found in 2007, "With music, I don't start with words, I start with noise, with sound. If it turns into words, then I've struck lucky. You can't force it, though. I only make one LP about every 5 years because of that. It's not that I only have that many ideas. You've got to be so lucky. It's like panning for gold." On avoiding the stress the music industry can often inflict on musicians, Wyatt told journalist Richie Unterberger, "I have a great difficulty in communicating with the record business. There are some very honorable and very nice record people. In fact, the people who distribute my stuff in the States through Gramavision, they're very nice people. But on the whole, I found that there's always that problem that I had with Virgin. I've never seen the need for this great split between success and failure that the pop industry is like. A bit like Hollywood. Something's either a smash or it's a complete failure. The world of culture in my head that I come from isn't anything to do with that." We hope you've enjoyed the show this hour and enjoy the music of Robert Wyatt. This has been Connecting the Notes. I'm your host, Matthew Ray. If you'd like to learn more about the show, please check us out online at www.connectingthenotes.com. Thank you all, as always, for tuning in.
Get up the hill, boy, you. Wow.
dancing, nights for lying down. In that bebop, ditch the dancing, don that duvet, cook the cocoa, turn that music down. Capers, keep your hair on. I should worry. Cut those capers, keep your hair on. I should worry. You should go dirty, stop out. Why, oh, why, oh, why?
Slow down.